This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jay. Did you see that Airbnb that was destroyed?
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
It is crazy.
How many people were in the house?
Honestly, you know what? I only read the headline, so I have no information for you.
Evergreen. I saw the house. Now, it's not a mansion, but right. it's one of those nice mountain homes. It really is nice. And I guess a group of people went in there and just completely destroyed this place.
Yeah, and she's had it for a while, I guess, and she's been an Airbnb person for a while. Man, that sucks.
Man, you're rolling the dice when you're Airbnb owner, aren't you?
I don't know.
They're looking at criminal charges for this thing, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, here's the audio.
Bought it in 2021.
And since then, Martiz has chosen to rent the Evergreen home out for visitors when she isn't staying there. This weekend, a renter checked in to stay from Saturday to Sunday. Martiz says she heard them talking on a security camera, hearing a much larger group than she expected.
I just had a feeling in my gut that it wasn't going to be good.
When she got to the home after they left, walking up the stairs to the front door left her speechless.
There was alcohol everywhere. We probably put away easily 300, 400 bottles.
Whoa. Trash everywhere. Her furniture stacked in one room, she believes to make room for a rave in her living room. And alcohol wasn't the only substance left behind.
Small bags with a pink powder in it.
The smell of cigarettes still lingers a day later. Cigarette butts even thrown into a tree outside.
We have signs all over the house that no smoking is allowed.
And the gum everywhere you step.
I mean, I've never seen so much gum in my life. So we scrape gum from my kitchen, from the living room. We have to change the entire carpet.
Martiz says her Airbnb listing only allows for a handful of people to stay there at a time. The Clear Creek County Sheriff estimates 80 to 100 people were there.
I just feel so disrespected, so violated.
Holy cow!
Wow. But kind of like, what was she thinking? You're not supposed to do it for one night. Saturday to Sunday tells you that's a party.
Yeah.
They
don't know the rules.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, that's why, like, when you do a regular Airbnb, they make you get it for at least 3 days.
And I bet you she even got a notification from Airbnb that was like, hey,
this is only one night. Yeah.
You might want to put a flag on this.
Yeah.
And not only that, when I see the camera and I've got questions, I call the police, don't I, and send them over there to see what the hell's going on at my house.
You would think.
Yeah,
you
why
would
not?
Think.
Because the rules on Airbnb is that there are no parties allowed.
Right.
Yeah.
And especially this close. I mean, this was Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
So a lot of people threw their parties this weekend to party for Halloween.
Yeah, so I bet it was a Halloween party.
Is that when it happened?
Yeah.
Saturday.
It was just
Sunday.
Past Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Man, oh man.
I bet it was a Halloween party.
Yeah.
They stacked up all the furniture
in one room.
But I mean, honestly, what was she thinking? It's Halloween weekend.
I don't know.
It's kind of on her.
I mean, I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying that's a huge red flag.
I want a house for one night. One of the TV stations this morning said they're looking to file criminal charges against these people. Good luck with that if it's 80 to 100 people.
Well, and doesn't she have in all her fine print, you know, like if you damage this, damage that, they'll put it on your credit cards?
You'd think.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Wow. That's not good.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.